Thank you. So just moving on the next session of the presentation, we said really, I'm just going to do a really quick recap of some of the key features or benefits that DLT brings. So we talked about data integrity. We talked about shared repository and rules. We talked about traceability, compliance by design, proof of existence, so the famous we're not necessarily putting the information on the chain, but we're putting a proof that it exists. And last but not least, resilience. So we're going to try to unpack each one of these, and by elaborating a little bit, just a couple of sentences, what it is the actual advantage to data integrity that DLT brings. And then I'm inviting you all to wear your international security hat and think about possible applications. We're going to hear later this afternoon about some ongoing applications or projects or concepts in the context of chemical weapons, in the context of nuclear materials. But beyond that, just really try to be creative and think like, oh, okay, I can see this technology that brings this advantage being used for X. So if you go with the first, data integrity, and you're thinking about the advantage of being able to store large amounts, oh, typo there, large amounts of data for very long periods of time, you know, maybe even centuries if you want, while ensuring the data integrity. So if you think about international security context, what threats, processes, opportunities do you see, or what need do you see within the international community context to be able to achieve that? And I invite you all to contribute, maybe even some of our speakers this afternoon, if they don't want to kind of eat the sandwich before their time, but if they want to share with us some of the insights on this. Where does data integrity become key in an international security context? Any volunteers? No? Please.